And James Carlton joins us now on this Friday morning, the 22nd of June, with the news headlines.
Yes, Fran, the search for survivors from the asylum seeker boat tragedy north of Christmas Island is intensifying. 110 men have been pulled from the water and are on their way to Christmas Island. Three bodies have been found. There are fears for around 90 people still missing. The Home Affairs Minister, Jason Clare, with you for the latest update in a few moments from now. Bali bomber Umar Patek has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for his role in the 2002 Bali bombing and other terror offences. In his first interview with since seeking political asylum in Ecuador in the embassy in London, the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has told this program he doesn't know how long it will be before a decision is made on his claim, but he says Ecuador is sympathetic to his cause. He rejects Attorney General Nicola Roxton's claim he's had extensive consular assistance, saying it comes in the form of an SMS text message asking, does Mr. Assange have any concerns? He says he hasn't seen anyone from the Australian High Commission since December 2010 and will play a full replay of Fran's interview with Julian Assange from within the Ecuador embassy in the next 15 minutes. And Fran, that's the headlines this morning.